Much has been made over the last few weeks about fees, free schools and grammars. But where do each of the candidates actually stand in Richmond Park and North Kingston? One of Labour's main education pledges is to cap class sizes. But candidate Kate Toohey says the key to a good education is education. And if you have this, children will excel.
The Tories have ensured that a lot of teachers now don't even have degrees, so they're being taught by unqualified teachers in Richmond Park. And the Labour Party wouldn't allow young people to be taught by people who do not have the professional degrees.
It's estimated more than 500,000 children nationwide are taught in supersized classes. This is partly why, under the Conservative government, more free schools, which are state-funded schools free from council control, have emerged. Conservative candidate Zach Goldsmith says that policy and others are working.
It is a really popular policy. We've got a new secondary school in Kingston, North Kingston, which is really, really popular, oversubscribed for next year. We've got 30% extra primary school places. We've got the best SEN facilities in the country. Perhaps again in the world. We've got a good local story to tell.
Despite recognising Tiffin Grammar Schools as two of the best in the country, Lib Dem candidate Sarah Olney is towing the party line. They'd like to see the abolition of any new grammar schools and they're against free schools. But Miss Olney does admit the issue is much bigger in this constituency because of a lack of land. She explains how she'd get round this.
You are going to be competing with commercial interest. There's a massive ongoing issue around that, which is not easy to fix overnight. But at least if we can give the powers back to local authorities to be able to purchase the land for themselves and not have to, you know, do it through a free school, then that will help.
And UKIP candidate Peter Jewell also admits land in the constituency is hugely lacking. He thinks the answer lies in property sharing.
Of course, you have to work with the local councils. It is a small constituency in size, not population, but in size. So it means that maybe you have to be in very close other areas where there may be available space.